Morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I had this kind of revelation this week with, or last couple of weeks with all these games starting up and everything, that there shouldn't be changing stations in men's bathrooms. Don't you think? Shouldn't that be something? So guys, if you think so, there's a sign-up sheet out in the back for a petition. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that should be a thing, these equal rights things. Man, they're terrible stuff, I tell you what. But no, I'm just kidding. Keeping it light. If you want to look to your announcements this morning, we can go through there. There's a couple more I want to add to that list in a way, and we'll do that at the end and look at that. So Club Rock begins October 1st. Registrations are now open. You can do that online, so you can take your phone out, open up your camera, scan that QR code there in the bulletin. It'll take you right to the site. Fill out the information. It takes a couple minutes. Not very hard to do. It even has ways that you can autofill and all that stuff. So it doesn't take very long. I don't know. It works for Victory Center when you say this, but registrations fill up fast, so do it now. I don't know why that works for them, but it doesn't work for us. So fill it out as soon as you can and get that done. Also, there's a sign-up sheet out there for help. If you were wanting to help with Club Rock, please sign up for that. If you were been a leader and you've been kind of waiting to see if somebody else is going to do it before you do it, now is the time to sign that up, because I need to get stuff ordered for the teachers to get ready for the meeting that is next week at noon, right after Sunday school, for the Club Rock staff meeting. So if you could get signed up. If not, I'll come find you and twist your arm. So this is, church membership class is starting today. That's during the Sunday school hour. So right after church, we'll have our fellowship time, and then you can go to Pastor Jim's office if you're interested in doing that. So that'll also meet next week as well during the Sunday school hour. The Centennial Committee is looking for some information and memorabilia for the church for our centennial next year. So if you have anything or you questions on what that might be, talk to anybody that's listed there in the bulletin as well. Also, if you got a college student, we're going to do a bulletin insert as well for that. Get those names and addresses in and all the information to April by September 18th, and then she can get that into the bulletin. Also, the two that I want to add to that is this today is the Bo Keter Give Back Days. They got pushed back to today. So for Sunday school, we're going to dismiss at 11:50, so that way people can get there if you need to. That way you don't have an excuse not to help either. So they've helped us a lot with the church and stuff like that, so we'd like to give back to the community and help them out there. So if you can do that, I don't think they're going to turn down help. So if you think, oh, I got an afternoon ready, I don't think they're going to turn you down. So show up at the fire hall and they can get you into a group and do that. Also, if you haven't seen it going around on Facebook, Go Fish is also a card game, but it's also these singer guys that do different music and stuff. They're going to be at JVC on September 18th. They're at their auditorium, I believe. Those people, we've used a lot of their material and their songs and stuff for Club Rock. Lori's used a lot of that. So who doesn't like a fun, free family night? So if you want to go do that and see their songs and a little concert deal, I think it would be good for you and your kids to be able to have a little time away. So make note of that, and hopefully you guys can go. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, and it's actually in our bulletin, Romans 12, 1 and 2. And I just wanted to kind of make a little note on that as far as being transformed by the renewal of your mind. As we get ready to come into a mindset and a heart of worship this morning, sometimes it helps us to clear our minds. And I know there's been a lot of things that are going on this week, and a lot of stress and anxieties and stuff that are going on. But that's what Christ took away from us, and we have to give that to Him. So as we read through this, just use it as a time to focus on going into our worship time. To be focused on God and who He is and all that He's done for us. So Romans 12, 1 and 2 says this. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Again, good morning. Glad that you're worshiping with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 275, How Firm a Foundation. 275. If you'll stand with me, please.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus has fled? Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway has laid, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake.
If you greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them today. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church family and before the Lord. Just a couple of them. One, to continue to pray for the Jones family and Wilbur's passing, and as well as for our community. And then another from Sandy Sievertson has given us an individual in Highmore, Sharon Lingshet. She has come down with kidney stones, but the problem is they are not passing on their own. And so she's going to have to go in for surgery to have those removed. So please be praying for Sharon for the upcoming surgery and for God's healing touch, that even those might pass without having to go through surgery. Any other prayer requests or praises today? Yeah, Bonnie.
Thank you, everyone, for their prayers and support through this time. I really appreciate it.
Certainly welcome Bonnie as she gives a thank you to all that has remembered her through this time with Ed's passing, and it's great to see the body of Christ come alongside. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Ernie gave a request for, there was an accident west of here, closer between Ree Heights and Highmore, that lady lost her life. She was from Redfield, but just the, not only for her family, those involved in the accident, but also our first responders that had to answer the call for that day. Any other prayer requests or praises? That is wonderful. Janelle had eye surgery here recently, and you might have noticed she hasn't been wearing her glasses. She proclaims, and I believe, that as God heals her eyes, she won't ever have to wear them again. So, but the healing process, it's been good, but just learning to function without pushing your glasses up, that's those of us that have had them for a long time, it's a habit. But we do praise God for the healing that Janelle has been, God has been walking her through, and her eyes to heal fully and completely. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunities that come our way as being a part of our community and being a part of this area. We are grateful for the beautiful weather you've given us. As we look back over this past summer, we're grateful for the rain that you have provided. And as we get into the busyness of fall season, we ask for your protection and your provision, that you would provide just what we need, as you have promised. We thank you for your presence in our lives, that being adopted into your family, you call us your sons and daughters. And as your scripture reminds us, Jesus tells us that you, as our Heavenly Father, will bring us good gifts. James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. But we're also reminded by James that as we go through this world, we will face trials of many kinds. And they come not because you stand back and want to take some perverse pleasure in seeing us suffer, but these trials in our lives come to help us conform us to the image of Christ, to produce within us patience, long-suffering, and for us to know that when we face these trials, you walk with us through them, that the greatest example in the life of your son, that even on the cross, where he felt abandoned by you, you are still there. And your son knows exactly what it feels like to face the trials and temptations, and he was successful. Your Holy Spirit provides us that presence in our lives, to remind us that you guide and direct us, but also that as we go through life, he knows your heart and mind and ours and is able to pray for us. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We thank you for the ways that you move and work, sometimes mysteriously. Father, we're grateful for the body of Christ and coming alongside of Bonnie during this time and her family. We just continue to pray that you would be an ever-present help through these days and weeks and months ahead. Father, we're grateful for the promises that we can cling to, both in great times and in hard times. We lift up the Jones family to you, that and our community, as we wrestle with his death by suicide. The questions come and the answers are few. Father, we pray that those that may be struggling in our community would find hope. Help us to be able to be present for those, to be watching for signs, but also to, as Paul says, to be willing and able to give an answer for the hope that we have within us. Father, I also lift up Sharon and the kidney stones that she is dealing with. We understand how painful those are, and to the size that surgery seems like the only option, we just ask that you would place your healing hand upon her, that even before surgery that those stones would pass, that you would heal. If you choose not to, that you would use the doctors and this procedure to relieve, and as well as for long term, that you would be an ever-present help in this difficult time. Father, we also lift up those that were involved, especially the family up in Redfield with the accident that happened a couple weeks ago, that you would give them hope as well, that you tell us in Hebrews that we can approach your throne of grace with confidence, that we can receive grace and mercy in our time of need, and that's what we ask for them. Be with the first responders that were part of the accident scene, and for the other driver as dealing with the outcome of everything that happened. Father, we also are grateful for your healing hand in Janelle's life, for the procedure that has sharpened her eyesight, and we just ask that you would continue in the healing process, that she would be able to not just see fully and clearly, but for the long term as well. We're grateful for the medical teams around us and the wisdom you've given them and the opportunities we have to be reminded that we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. And we're thankful for the ministries you've raised up, and we pray for our upcoming Club Rock season, for each student that will be attending and their families. We are grateful for the privilege of ministering to them, and we pray for the staff that has volunteered and those that may sign up. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana as they not only work with the youth group, but as Pastor Abe works with us and leading us through Club Rock, we just ask you to give him wisdom. We're thankful for the students of our community and the opportunities again and again to present the gospel to them. We also lift up your work around the world. We are grateful for the Weens family, the opportunities they have in Russia. We just ask for wisdom and safety for them as the school year started. As Jim teaches, help him to connect with the different students you bring their way, but also with the church that he helps lead as well. Father, we just continue to pray for them, especially with two of their children here in the States and so far away from family. We just ask that you would guide and direct in the education choices as well as their future that you have laid out before them. Father, we pray for our world, the reminder that there is peace in some places and not in others. We lift up Ukraine, we lift up the Middle East, that you as the God of peace would bring peace to those areas. We're grateful for how you work among us, and we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
morning. Mornings are getting a bit brisk again. Time to bring out the jackets. Just stand and worship with us a bit this morning. Reminder, because I can get caught up in my own self and all of my wants and needs, instead of looking around at what I should be focusing on. Which even it, I guess, it applies to all of us, is that we need to be focused on sharing the love of God with others. And being his light out in the world and to just everyone that we interact with.
sing this song forever to the land. We'll sing this song forever and amen. And the angels cry, holy. All creation cries, holy. You are lifted high, holy.
Morning, I was thinking of something I heard on the radio just this past week, and that God is not bound by time, and his time is never wasted. It struck me, you know, what am I doing with my time, or my idle time, if I'm not doing busy work, you know, what am I doing with that time?
Wonders the world has ever known.
treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected.
Of Jesus Christ to take the fall and to die on the cross in our place. We pray that we would be attentive now to what you have to say to us through your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.